The first of two storm systems to impact the Midwest is underway this morning, with rain occurring in many areas from parts of eastern Nebraska through the heart of Iowa and then arcing back to the south through western Illinois to eastern portions of Missouri and down close to the Kentucky border in southern Illinois as well. Some lighter showers starting to pop up further to the east, but the bulk of the main rain event is still focused on the western Corn Belt. As we go forward through the day today, the precipitation event will continue to expand, and we'll expect to see precipitation impacting a larger portion of the Midwest. However, the majority of the focus of this particular storm system will be on the Great Lakes region, and the further east you travel across the Midwest, probably the lighter the rain intensity will be. The exception to that will be in a band that comes out of the northern portions of the Delta into Indiana, where there will be showers and a few thunderstorms possible as we go through the day today. The precipitation could be moderate to locally heavy in a few pockets. We may end up with seeing some totals getting upwards to between a half inch and an inch. The majority of the precipitation event is going to occur as rain, but we will see a little bit of wet snow in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we go forward through the day today. The precipitation will be concentrated on eastern Nebraska into parts of Minnesota and a few spots in Wisconsin. But for the most part, this storm system is bringing mostly rain, and the moisture totals run from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch most often. Again, we will see some amounts coming up around an inch in parts of Illinois and Indiana and down into the U.S. Delta area. Now, this particular storm system's main purpose in life, I think, is just to exacerbate the saturated soil across the Midwest. We do have wet conditions in many areas, and unfortunately, this sets the stage for a flood event that may evolve as we get involved with a second storm system. And that second storm system is still slated to impact the region as we get into the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Some very heavy rain is expected to evolve because of a strong contrast in air mass temperatures between the western U.S. plains and the majority of the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. Most of these areas are going to end up seeing substantial contrast in temperatures that will set the stage for heavy rain to occur across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Rain totals could end up running in the range of 2 to 4 inches, and some localized amounts may be getting up as high as 5 inches possible. I don't think we'll see that very often, but we will certainly see an impressive amount of moisture occurring across the area from Missouri and eastern Oklahoma through Arkansas to parts of Indiana, and these areas will be vulnerable to flooding because of the already saturated soil that's present across the region. The majority of this greater rain is most likely going to be focused on the period from late Saturday into Sunday and Monday. And during that time period, there'll be a constant rain and probably some heavy amounts occurring at times. The end result will be this flood, and we will have some damage potential for wheat in low-lying areas, and there'll be some travel issues and perhaps some livestock problems as well. There will be a band of very heavy snow from the same storm, but mostly out in the southwest U.S. plains, impacting cattle country there and burying some of that region with maybe 6 to 12 inches of snow in a small region. The temperatures across the Midwest will turn colder behind the storm system, but it will take its sweet time getting into the region. High temperatures will contrast from readings in the 60s and lower 70s across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest today and tomorrow, to readings that will only be in the 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt as we get out towards Sunday and Monday. Low temperatures at night during the early part of next week may slip back to the teens and 20s in many areas in the west and northern parts of the Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.